Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, where we're being joined by the head coach of the South Hardin Tigers boys basketball team, John Phillips, as the Tigers are preparing to start their season. Coach, first off, I just want to say thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you, Jason.
Coach, to start the questions up, as you gear up for another season, as I understand it, probably only one practice maybe into the season. I think they started yesterday, if I'm right. What's the energy been like around the team so far?
Well, we're a senior-led team this year, which is always nice to have. So the energy and the mindset is there. The boys are working hard, and they have a lot of big goals for this season.
And along those lines, with the goals, what do those goals look like for the Tigers this season?
Well, we obviously want to get a conference title and then make a deep playoff push to get to state, and then we'll see what happens from there.
So you graduated four seniors from last year's squad, and I know we're talking last year, but 12-12 last year. With the seniors stepping up, where do you kind of see that leadership or production coming from?
Yeah, so we have quite a bit of returning players, and another young man that's going to be joining us. He didn't play last year, but he's a leader on the football team as well, and he's going to have impact in our locker room as well as on the court. But the returning players, they know the system. We worked really hard this summer. They put a lot of time in the weight room, getting shots up. We've done a lot of team camps and other individual games. And the boys are ready to go. We looked really, really good this summer, and they're really hungry right now, and that's all I can ask for.
And last season, Coach, looking at the schedule, you had a lot of close games. What lessons do you hope your team took from those games last year and can apply towards this season?
Just the experience of being in those games. Some of the kids last year have never, they never saw a varsity experience before. The speed of the game, how strong some of the other players were, the atmospheres. And we just had a lot of really good experience last year. And sometimes, the score didn't always come out in our favor, but the kids really battled. And I think that's really going to help us this year in order to win those close games coming down the stretch, especially against some rated. We played a lot of top teams, and we competed in pretty much every single game. So I think that's just going to just be in our benefit from putting ourselves in those situations.
More with the head coach of South Hardin boys basketball, John Phillips, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We are once again being joined by the head coach of South Hardin boys basketball, John Phillips. And Coach, just to continue with the questions, what areas did you and your team focus on in the off season? And what did you learn from that focus that you're going to try and apply towards this season?
Just competing every play, especially on the defensive end. We put a really big focus on defense and then tempo on offense. And over the summer, the boys really, when we were playing, scrimmaging different teams, they really are all in on that. So hopefully they continue on. For our first game is against Grundy Center, and we're going to definitely need that intensity and that high energy and that high motor to come out on top and get a victory against the Spartans.
And that was going to be one of my next questions was, you open up with Grundy Center. How valuable is that to your team to start with an opponent like that right out of the chute?
Yeah. Since I've been coaching here, that's usually we don't play conference games right away, but we accept the challenge and the boys are ready for it. And we can't wait till opening night.
And Coach, the North Iowa Cedar West and the North Iowa Cedar Conference in general is just always tough. what do you expect from your team in the conference competition this season?
I think we should compete every game. And there's no doubt in my mind, if we play our level of basketball and we play our game, that we can't win the conference this year. But we just have to set expectations. We can't match other people's energy or play to their level. We need to play our level. So if we do that, I think we're going to come out on top.
Coach, I'll just ask you about a couple players returning from last season's roster, Jake Ballvans and Sam Benson. They were your second and third leading scorers last year. What kind of roles do you see them taking on this season, maybe especially from a leadership standpoint?
Yeah, we want our program to be player-led, and those two are at the top of the list as far as setting the tone in practice and even outside of the gym, you know, just doing things right, being in the community, in the classroom, and in their youth groups, being those leaders. They're gonna set the tone for us this year, and I think we're gonna surprise a lot of people with how competitive we're going to be and how hard we play.
Coach, I know you talked about the seniors that are back on the team. Are there any younger players, or and we talked about one new face? I didn't get a name. Maybe we can get the name. But how do you see them stepping into bigger roles with the varsity this year?
Yeah, we have Josh Spindler. He's a sophomore. He plays really hard. Didn't get too. Yeah, I think he got into one game last year for varsity, but you know, he's got a lot of gotten in a lot of games over the summer. He plays really hard. He's our kind of our hype guy. He gets everybody going. Then we have Clayton Cable. He's going to be a senior, and he didn't get a lot of playing time last year just because of the seniors and the position, but he's going to surprise a lot of people of how well he can play. He's also, he's kind of our glue guy, keeps the team together, really high IQ. Preston Dolash is another senior that's going to be there. He's going to be our big this year. He's also one of our hype guys. He played really well guarding this summer, guarding some of the lot bigger post players, battling, playing extremely physical, just to name a few.
Coach, any final thoughts that you'd like to share about your team or how the season's off to a start with practices and stuff as we wrap up our interview here on the Coach's Corner?
Yeah, just so proud of the boys, how hard they worked this summer and they bought in, and they're playing for each other. The name on the front, not the back, which is always nice to do. And then player-led programs, in my experience, have always worked out the best, not having the coaches always be on them all the time. They manage themselves. They're happy for one another when, you know, if somebody has a good game or makes a big play, there's no jealousy there. They're all in to win it. I know it can be cliche at times, but this is a special group, and I can't wait. I can't wait till opening night.
Coach, thank you again for taking the time to speak with me today on the Coach's Corner. The best of luck to you and the Tigers as you get ready to start your season.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin Boys Basketball, John Phillips, for joining us. There's more coming your way here on the Coach's Corner right after this.